Vav Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion 3:7. The previous Mishnah had talked about Reuven and Shimon, who were neighbors, and Shimon had private property, and Reuven was encroaching on that property. Here in this Mishnah, we're talking about Reuven and Shimon having a common area, a chatzer, let's say, a common area that they both own. And again, limitations on Reuven encroaching on Shimon's use of that space, primarily talking about hezek re'iyah, that means a violation of his privacy or limiting his privacy. So the Mishnah says, Lo yivtach adam chalonosav lechatzer shutafin. Literally means a person can't open a window onto his shared courtyard. That is to say, Reuven and Shimon own a courtyard together. They both live in homes that open up into that courtyard. So we're saying Reuven can't create a new window which overlooks the courtyard. The reason is because Shimon can say, listen, I know that you have rights to be whenever you want, but I can see when you're here and when you're not. So when you're not here, then I can go about my private business, and I don't feel like you're looking at me. But if you have a window overlooking, then I can never tell when you're looking down at me, so I never feel comfortable. Therefore, that's kind of hezek re'iyah. It's a violation of his privacy, and therefore, Shimon is within his rights to object to Reuven opening up a new window overlooking their common living area. Now, a new case here. Let's say you have two side-by-side chatzeros, courtyards that belong to two different groups of people. We'll call them courtyard A and courtyard B. Okay? So, you know, Reuven lives in courtyard A with other neighbors, but let's say he buys an apartment, a home, in courtyard B. And courtyard B, he buys a home where the front of the house opens up into courtyard B, but the back of the home, which is just a wall right now, if he breaks a hole in the back of the home and makes a new entrance there, that will allow an entryway from courtyard A. Okay? So that means that now the resident of the new apartment, the new home, could walk either through courtyard B as it used to be, or also through courtyard A. So the point of mention here is that the people of courtyard B, the other residents, can object and say, listen, you're effectively adding another resident to our courtyard if the new apartment's going to have people walking in and out from that new back door, and they're walking through our courtyard A. Basically, it's like you're adding a resident here, which is a violation of our privacy and using of our space in an unauthorized way, so they can object. Even though the guy who bought the new home is one of the residents, so he has a right to use that courtyard as much as he wants. He can't use it to add another resident, effectively, or more foot traffic, so that he cannot do. That's what the Mishnah says. Inside it says, Lakach bayis b'chatzer acheres, if this fellow bought a new home in the adjacent but different courtyard, lo yiftachena l'chatzer shutafin, he can't create a new doorway from that new home that opens up into their common area, because effectively that's adding another resident to their common area, which is disallowed. Okay, next line of the Mishnah is like a new paragraph. We're now talking about not adding, similar to the previous, adding new residents or new entries ways into a shared area. I'll learn this according to the Bartanura first, and I'll say the way the Brahma learns. Bana aliyah al gabe beiso. If a person adds essentially like a loft to his home, lo yiftachena l'chatzer shutafin. He can't say, okay, that allows me to have more another person living in this loft, and I'll make like a new like stairwell that will open up into the courtyard below. You cannot do that because essentially you're making more foot traffic, more openings, more entrance ways, and the rest of the residents can object. Elaim ratzo, if you do want to do something like that, you want to add, you know, living space to your home, what you can do is bona es hacheder lifnim bezo. You can essentially take your existing living area, divide it in half, so take your living room, divide it into two rooms, and then if you want, you can rent out that new room to somebody else, but or similarly, uvona alea algabe beiso, or you can essentially make that loft in the second story of your house, something like that, adding even new residents, you know, we can rent that out to some lodger or something, but ufosecha losoch beiso, the entrance way, an exit way for these new residents has to be through your home, so you're not adding a new entrance or exit way into the shared courtyard. So, in other words, the bartender learns you have to do, you if you want to bring in a new resident into the courtyard, the other residents can't object because a person can have as many people living in his home as he wants. I mean, if they're living there, you know, not as part of his family, but as like, you know, paid tenants, provided two things are true, two conditions. The first condition, says the bartender, like the Rashbam, is that you're not actually adding to the square footage of your house, like external, the same footprint of the house, the same external structure. You're just dividing up the inside differently, so it's not getting bigger. So you're not encroaching on your neighbors. And secondly, you're not adding a second entranceway. So all the foot traffic is going through the same door that it always went through that accessed your home. So then your neighbors have no right to object to you adding more people to your home, because you can have as many people as you want living in your home, whether they are part of your family or otherwise. That's the Bartzner learns, like the Rashbam, etc. Others, notably the Rambam, learn this very differently. They say a person cannot add new residents to his home, assuming they're not part of his household. Of course, you could if it's your own. They're some achal shochano, they're part of your family. You're supporting them, then of course you could. No one can tell you how many children you can have, or you can let your mother-in-law move in or something. But to add like a third-party tenant inside your home, that you may not do at all. However, what you can do is expand the footprint of your home, or like add another story to your home, because that's not taken away from anybody else in the courtyard. You just want to have like more living space, and that's allowed, provided that you don't open up another entranceway into the main courtyard. So if you have the same entranceway, just a bigger home, like another floor in your home, then that's permitted. So in other words, this extra ubona aleha al gabi beso, according to Bartonura, means you're not actually changing the roof. The roof is staying put. You're just adding a loft, like in the attic of the same structure. According to Ramam, you actually can be adding another floor. That's also okay. The difference being that Bartonura says that you could add like third-party non-party family to be resident. And the Ramam says, no, you may not. Okay. Next is the Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam lachatzer shutafen pesach keneged pesach v'chalon keneged chalon. Even if, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed, Reuven can't open a new window to overlook his shared courtyard, because Shimon can say, you're violating my privacy, I don't know when you're looking at me. So even if Shimon says you're allowed to, and let's say there's 10 residents, all the residents of the chatzer say, yo, go ahead, you can open a window, we let. Even so, you can't open a new window or doorway that's exactly lined up with one of your neighbor's windows or doorways. Because then essentially, every time that you're going out of your house, if his door is open, you'll see into his house. Anytime you go look out your window, you'll be looking into his window. That's not allowed. And that's not allowed even if the neighbors give permission. This is something different. This is kind of based on the story of Bilam, who looked at the sanctity of the dwelling place of the Jewish people there back in the desert, and admired the sort of the decorum, the sanctity, the tznius, the dignity, the modesty of the Jewish homes, because people had their own privacy, because their windows didn't look one into the other. So here we're saying, even if the residents agree, you may not open a window or create a new window that looks into your neighbor's window directly, because that's a violation of something that's sort of a dignity, human dignity, that is, and a tznius, that's a violation. It's not just a beit olam l'chaveru, but it's sort of like a minimum malkum, if you will. It's a level of sanctity that the Jewish people are expected to have. So again, that's what it says here. Lo yiftach adam lechatzer shutafen pesach keneged pesach, or chalon keneged chalon. You can't open in your shared courtyard with a doorway opposite another doorway of another person, or a window opposite another person. Now, hold that thought. We're going to come back to that in a moment. Similarly, if you have permission to open up, like let's say you had permission to have a window or a doorway, can you expand it? The answer is no, because every inch of expenditure that you add to your window makes that much more less privacy for the other residents. So haya katan lo yaseno gadol. If it was small, you can't make it big. And more than that, even if you're not making it physically bigger, but you're adding like two doors, like a double door where there's just one. So it used to be like a, you know, an 8 amah wide entranceway that you now made to 4 amah wide doors. You made it double doors. You still can't do that. Echa lo yaseno shlam. You can't make it to two. The reason being because, you know, if you have a single door that opens into the chatzer, it's going to be closed all the time, basically. If you have two doorways, then you're likely to leave one of them open more frequently. Therefore, you'll have more gazing in to the courtyard than before, meaning the people of the courtyard have less privacy than they did before. All that said, Aval poseachu l'rishus haram pesach k'neged pesach v'chalon k'neged chalon. If you have a neighbor who's across the street from you, and the street that intervenes between your home and his home is a Rosh Hashanah. This isn't Rosh Hashanah, according to Baruch Hu, like in the Hilchos Shabbos sense of the term. Rosh Hashanah does on that, by the way, but put the Rosh Hashanah aside. It just means it's a public thoroughfare. So you, Shimon, let's say Reuven and Shimon live across the street from one another. So Reuven wants to open a new window, and Shimon has got a window directly across. Reuven still could do it because Reuven's no worse than any other passerby. Every passerby who walks on the street, well, if they look to the right, they're going to see into Shimon's house. So also will Reuven look into Shimon's house, but that he didn't, Shimon lost nothing. So that will be permitted, assuming, of course, we're talking about on the ground floor, not on the second floor above Arba Amos, where the foot traffic doesn't see in. So you could do it there. And Hayakatan Osa Oso Gadol, Echad Osa Oso Shnaim. If you had a doorway, you can make a bigger, or a window open bigger if you're facing towards the Rosh Hashanah, because again, whoever faced the Rosh Hashanah has no privacy anyways, and same goes if you had one, you could make it into two for the same exact rationale.